Even with a map, many facets of how the brain works and why humans behave as we do will likely remain inscrutable. Psychiatrist and commentator Alyssa Eli recalls one patient who defied her attempts to help.
She was missing from her apartment for a week. The police found her 30 miles away, urinating in front of a town hall. It usually happens like that. She stops her medications and someone finds her standing in the rain for hours. Or they find her sitting in a corner of the airport with burns on her arms, unable to form words. She's brought to our hospital again. We do what we always do, ask her to sign consent forms so we can get records from the most recent admissions to other places. We want to know what meds she's been on lately. We want to talk to her psychiatrist, and we want to reassure her family. She does what she always does, refuses to sign. She has the legal right to stop any information from coming in and any information from going out. So the old charts from her past treatments mold in medical record bins. Anything her family could add is inaccessible to us, and we are inaccessible to them. Somehow her parents discover where she is. There are always leaks in the system. One morning there's a message on my machine. I recognize the voice, though I've never met the person. The voice is diffident. It's known the rules for years. We understand you're not allowed to talk to us, it says, but we just wondered if... We're so worried that... We wish we could hear whether... We know just what they want to know. We're parents ourselves, but we can't return the call. It's against the law. She stays with us almost a year this time before her pieces begin to fall into place. Slowly, she recovers eye contact, wit, and lucid intentions. In all that time, she never gives us permission to speak to her family. When we ask why, she says, "I don't want to worry them." She doesn't seem to understand it's too late for that. She's discharged, her bed is filled with someone else, we forget her case. One day a letter arrives. It's from her parents. I've never seen their handwriting before. "It is with great sadness," the letter begins, and the writing is neat, "that we must tell you we have heard our daughter went off her medications almost immediately after her release from your hospital last February. Her condition seems worse than ever. We thought you should know. Thank you for your kindness and care. Maybe next time we can talk."
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.